do we really know? I don't know about you, but I'm always wondering, am I there yet? Where am I going? And so this is how this all started. So join me as I explore this journey that we're all on to see where it is that this crazy life is taking us. Because one thing I'm sure of, every one of us have a story filled with broken pieces, bad decisions, and some ugly truths. But every one of us also have a story filled with a major comeback, peace, and grace that has saved all our lives. So join me as we continue on this journey. Hello everyone. Yes, it's a fun song, it is, but listen, it is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. So that's my encouragement. We're in the second or third week of the new year. I've lost track of time. That it is what it is, what it is. And this is the year you're gonna let go, chill, and not lose your mind over things you have no control over. Not lose your mind over people you have no control over. Not lose your mind, period. Period. And guess what? I have a friend with me today. I have Petra.
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing?
And Petra is going to, we're going to have a chat. And we haven't really decided. We're just going to talk about life in general. You know what it is. But, you know, Petra also is into care and wellness. And I'm going to let her introduce herself so you know who Petra is. And then we're going to get talking. So tell them, Petra.
Thank you, Lorraine. So my name is Petra Danilova, and I am a registered dietitian. I am also licensed in the state of New York and recently board certified by the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. So while nutrition is my main focus and passion and my calling, I recently started to realize that living a healthy life doesn't necessarily mean just nutrition, right? There is more to it. Mm-hmm. And one of the topics that's been surfacing for me lately is mental wellness, also taking care of your mental side, your spiritual side, and, you know, all of these things merge together. So that's been really the focus of myself recently. And that's where we align, because I'm also starting to work on letting go.
Yes, letting go.
And kind of reframing my way of thinking to a newer way, better way. So we had some beautiful conversations.
Yes, which has led to this podcast.
And that's why we decided we had to let it out as well and share it with people.
Yeah, indeed, indeed, indeed. It's interesting how you meet people and you realize that you have so much in common, because Petra and I could be physically so different and we're from two different ends of the globe. But when you meet someone and the thought process is right, you seek the right energy and you realize you have so much in common. That's when the magic starts and that's when things happen. And that's what happened when we met. But this year, my focus is on Wusah. And Wusah is my way of saying, just breathe, just let it go. Just Wusah. When you get worked up, when you feel that tingling in the back of your neck and you feel the anxiety or the stress or uncomfortable situation coming up, take the time before you react to just breathe. Wusah. Like a heavy breath. And you find that when you do that, you're letting out some air and it actually changes your body functions and it changes how you think. Just sometimes it's a slight adjustment. And so that's what I'm focused on. And I personally realized, even as a coach myself, that I needed to work on that for myself. And I'm like, if I need to work on that, I'm sure. So because that's my focus for me, that has been a focus for the last 3 months, because I tend to start my new year on my birthday mentally. I know calendar year is calendar year. So I'm at the end of my first quarter now. And I've been woosahing all the way because I've needed to. And what I've learned is I gained so much control over how I react, how I let situations and people influence me. Mm-hmm. And I've found that I'm so much more of a peaceful person, to the point where, I mean, recently, you know, families, you have your ins and outs, etc. And I was on a family call. And a situation that would have normally caused me to go, well, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Okay. So let us focus on this particular thing. Mm-hmm. And it was my brother and he was like, yes, but da, da. I'm like, yes, but we're not going to concentrate on the negative. Let's focus on what's the priority, what's important. But he actually had called me because he wanted that. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't having it.
Not the same energy, right?
He wanted that. Da, 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 and I had to bring him back to center, mm-hmm, and say, Wusah, breathe. Let's do this a different way. Let's focus on the right thing. And I remember hanging up the phone. And I went to make a cup of tea. In the middle of making a cup of tea, I was like, hey, hey, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better than having encouraged the da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Just breathe. Because sometimes it's not worth the stress. Some things are just not worth the stress. Even as I'm talking now, I can feel, because I've had a hard 7 days. It's been a very busy time for me. I literally am feeling it. Just
sometimes not engaging in the other person's energy when it doesn't necessarily currently align with yours is the best way to go about it, right? You don't have to reciprocate that energy. You can just take a deep breath, let them say what they have to say, let them get it off their chest, and you know, maybe it's gonna be easier for them as well if you don't engage and you just bring the calmness into that situation, into that interaction. That's been a reoccurring topic for me recently as well, because I feel I've started to make like a shift, mental and, you know, energetic. And recently I noticed that the people around me weren't necessarily on the same wave, but that's when I took a moment, took a deep breath, and just opened myself to it. And I said, the right people will come near me, and that's where I met Lorraine as well. And when she was saying about, when she was telling you guys about our meeting, our interaction, I literally had goosebumps all over my body, because it is certainly true that, you know, once you open yourself to these interactions that are right for yourself at that right time, they start coming. And we were just wondering how amazing that is. And I felt like I've known Lorraine for a very long time, and I just met her a couple of days ago. But those are the interactions that are nourishing my soul. We're all about nourishing our bodies, right? Especially as a nutritionist and all that. But I'm also longing for connections that nourish my soul. And people like Lorraine, that's definitely one of them. But then there is people like Lorraine is saying that don't do that for you. And those, now I look at it as a lesson. Yes. Right? They're teaching you something.
Yes.
They're giving you a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
If that interaction is upsetting you, maybe it's something you have to look into, mm-hmm, and analyze.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the person's fault. What I try to do is, okay, what is it exactly that's upsetting me about the interaction? What is it that's causing some of these emotions? And lately I also started to work on just observing those emotions. Just let them pass. It's okay. We're human beings. We're meant to feel emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that we have to engage and go on and get into spaces where we don't want to be. Sometimes just taking the break, pausing, and allowing ourselves to feel it helps. And you know, these emotions pass. They,
yes,
say it's like a weather, right? It just changes.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you had like not the most pleasant interaction with someone in the morning, that doesn't mean that it sets the rest of your day.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Either you don't let people, you know, there's a meme that I always like to see, and it's written in Jamaican patois.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see it, I smile. It says, no make nobody mash up your day today. No make nobody, like make no one. You meet somebody in the morning, things didn't go right. You are still entitled to have an amazing day.
Mm-hmm.
Let nobody rob you of that. Let no situation rob you of that. And I found that the more I allow that, because I know myself, I can be very judgmental and very, this is the right thing to do. I have that in me. But I have intentionally realized that as I evolve, mm-hmm, it's not that I don't seek to make things right. But sometimes just because it's right does not mean it's the right thing to do.
Or that it's right for someone else.
Exactly.
Right?
It might be right for me, but it might not be right for, mm-hmm, someone else. And sometimes there are situations where not every injustice can be addressed in the moment. Sometimes you might see someone being taken advantage of or being hurt or being, your focus should be on the person that is hurt. Especially in a situation where you bringing it up or you charging in to save the day hurt both you and the victim.
Mm-hmm.
The person that leaves, the oppressor, the person who is offending, they leave being strong because you've wasted your energy going at them,
yes,
when they don't care.
Yes.
And that's another thing that I've had to be working on lately is moving forward, going on with life when an apology hasn't been made, or even you're still working on that forgiveness part. You haven't forgiven the person or the situation, or the person has not apologized,
mm-hmm,
but there's nothing that should stop you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really been examining that a lot, including, I read this book recently.
Those are very powerful words.
Yeah, I read this book, but listened. My eyes are well, I've lately just had to be listening a lot.
Give our poor eyes a little
give
break.
Give my poor eyes a rest. And the name, the book is called Forgiving What You Can't Forget. And it's written by a lady called Lisa Turnquist. I think that's, I'm pronouncing her name right. And what caught me in it was that it's the prologue said, discover how to move on, make peace with painful memories, and create a life that's beautiful again.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at first I was like, yeah, we know we can move on, etc. But I'm like, hey, I have credits. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay. I just pay, you know, use one of my credits. And I found it to be a really good listen. I learned a few things. So that's a really good book. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the name of the book is Forgiving What You Can't Forget.
Good recommendation. I always love a recommendation for a good book that's going to stimulate your growth.
Mm-hmm.
But the topic of forgiveness is a big one for me as well, Lorraine, because I find it from just experience, you know, been around on this earth for some time now, and I see that if I don't forgive, in the end, it just comes back at me. It kind of like bites me. It really hurts only me. Those people might not even care. They no longer linger in there, but it's me. It's all about me, right? And same situation when you were saying about others who we feel like they should apologize to us or something like that. That's again about us. And this is where we have to realize that we don't have power over other people, right? So we expect apology that might never come, but it's kind of holding us stuck. So there is the topic of letting go again and moving on and just, you know, taking it as a lesson, taking it as what is it again about the situation that is making you feel stuck, making you feel upset, and trying to release that. Don't drag that baggage with you, you know. Try to get back to the original state of being, which is lightness.
Yes. Just light.
Mm-hmm.
Just light. It's it's amazing. I recently met another person that touched me a lot. His name is Sunil.
Mm-hmm.
And his practice is called Love Logic. And his tagline is love is the only logic. And I can't seem to forget it. He interacting with him, like I met him like 2 months ago, was really profound. And he's also, he does a lot of work like Reiki and chakra balancing. Mm-hmm. And he actually did a session with him. It was really good. But for some reason, I keep remember just love. I'm not saying love people who hurt you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying suck up to people who are doing you harm. I'm not saying stay in situations that are not serving you or hurt, you know, or is not good for you. But learning to just let it be. Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. Not all battles are meant to be fought.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that my life is a lot more peaceful in every time I have applied that.
Mm-hmm.
In that I've stopped chasing things. If somebody, like I was supposed to work on a collaboration with someone, and they approached me, and we had an agreement, da 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 da, and the person has indicated they still want to do this, but I was thinking it should be done in this time. And I was reaching, you know, what's happening, and I realized that on the other person's side, there are things that are happening that I was not fully aware of. And they didn't really share a lot with me, but, you know, you read between the lines with emails.
Mm-hmm.
And when I noticed that, I'm like, you know what? This is going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I know when it happens, it will be an amazing collaboration. So what I will do is focus on preparing myself for when they've sorted out their mm-hmm. situation, so that when they reach out again to say, okay, we're ready, I just hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, the anxiety went away. I was like, this had to do with even me producing some work, and some of the items that I had shipped were some were lost. They couldn't find it. The shipper lost it. And I was like, oh my God, da 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 da. And I realized, if they had also been in a hurry to get started the way I was at first, and I had this shipping issue, the situation might have been reversed, because then I wouldn't have been able to be at my fullness. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes back again. It is what it is, what it is. All things happen when they're supposed to happen. And ironically, just 3 days ago, one of the last items I needed, well, almost second to last, I'm still trying to find something else, but one item that I needed for one particular thing just turned up.
There you go.
2 months late. Literally 2 months
maybe
late.
It was the right timing then.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I remember looking at it like, look at this. Mm-hmm. And I smiled. I'm like, look at this. Mm-hmm. I just let it go. Yeah. I didn't reorder. It just appeared.
Sometimes when you, like we talked about it, right? We didn't record this, but we talked about when you open yourself up and just start trusting, things start falling to place. Mm-hmm. And when you were explaining the situation, a few things that surfaced to me was that self-care and thinking of self is not selfish, mm-hmm. Lorraine. And I feel that especially in this age and in this time, people should do it a little bit more, because if we take better care of ourselves, we're gonna be more fulfilled, more satisfied, and we're gonna be more helpful to others as well, and spread better mood, spread more love. And speaking of love, also you were touching up on that topic. Sometimes the people that hurt you are the ones that need love the most. And this has been really challenging for me, Lorraine, in the beginning, because I was like, this nasty person, you know, they're really mean to me, and I'm almost tempted to mirror that. But I know that's not me. I know I don't want to be like that.
You're not matching energy. This thing where people mm-hmm. go and matching energy, no. I'm maintaining my mm-hmm. energy. I'm not matching any energy, yeah. especially if it's negative energy. I am maintaining my energy mm-hmm. and all good things will find me mm-hmm. at that space.
Yeah, that's really it. And, you know, for me, I'm really sensitive to, especially like to energies, emotions. So I can feel it influencing me, but I know that's not what I want. So I started to really focus on practicing love, like you say. It's a very simple concept, but sometimes the simplest things are the hardest to apply. Mm-hmm. So what I do in such situation where I see a person that is not sending out and radiating love, I try to radiate outside of myself and send it to them. And it took me some practice, Lauren. Let me be honest with you. It wasn't easy. It didn't come just like that. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was helpful to me in the beginning, maybe this could help someone who's listening, was visualization, right? Because it was kind of an abstract abstract thought, so mm-hmm. I couldn't really do it at first. But what helped me was to imagine like a little pink veil that was symbolizing the love, mm-hmm. and whatever it was, the situation or the person, I was imagining in my head how I'm wrapping the person in that pink veil, and that was my practicing of sending out the love. And eventually mm-hmm. with time, it started to become easier, and I've had some amazing, shocking experience with that. As soon the person came to me shooting out all these negative emotions and energy and all that. Mm-hmm. And I paused. I decided that's not what I want to engage with. And I started to send out that love that took me a lot of practice, you know, to do.
And I've been trying to imagine somebody coming at you negatively, because you are like, you are very sunshiny.
Well, there are people. And some people get triggered by it, believe it or not, right? Because It's like, oh yeah, she's all, you know, rainbow, sunshine, positive. But and maybe, like I was telling you, what's upsetting you is maybe some topic that you should address within yourself.
Exactly.
Right? So when I started to radiate that love and positivity at them, I immediately noticed a huge shift. It's almost as if they calmed down. They saw that there was no going in engaging and them feeding off of that negative energy. And they calmed down immediately. And they, one person even apologized to me, actually. I'm sorry that I was like that before. I just am going through something. And that's another thing, you know, we never know what people are going through. So being kind, you know, if someone's not too nice to you, like maybe they're going through something difficult right now and I'm going to give them that benefit of a doubt and I'm going to, you know, resonate with them like, okay, I'm sorry, maybe you're going through something difficult and I'm going to just support you, you know, non-verbally. And that's been making a huge difference for me. But
yeah,
at the same time, these people that are just straight up toxic and there is just no... not enough pink whale to resolve the situation, I cut them out.
I remember Sharon speaking with my good friend and we were talking and I said to her, for the first time, I am beginning to appreciate the word selfish, because selfish can be positive as well. Mm-hmm. It's when you, especially when you care for yourself more. And I also took the time to realize that growing, growth, self-growth, which is a part of self-care, sometimes it's actually knowing and accepting that we're not responsible for other people's bad moods, other people's silent treatment, other people's negative reactions to what boundaries we set. Because if I've decided I'm not accepting this in my life anymore, I'm not accepting it in my life anymore.
Exactly.
And, you know, people, other people's victim mentality, other people's emotional, lack of emotional maturity, accepting that we're not responsible for that is a form of self-care. And it's also a form of getting selfish, because when we let go of that responsibility, we're not going to be busy trying to fix people and situations and feeling like we need to grab them on the path, because sometimes doing that is at the detriment of our well-being.
They may not even be ready for that. And
exactly.
Know, it's, yeah.
And even in simple little everyday things, for instance, some of us have a hero complex. Somebody comes and they need help. And this is something I learned last year, personally. It was a hard lesson, but then it served me well for further on in that I needed help with something. And I reached out to three people who I thought would be in a position to help. One person shocked me by not responding. Another person said, it's not that they couldn't help, but they had X, Y, Z, Z to do. So basically they were saying, you're not a priority.
Right, exactly.
And that stinged.
Yeah.
But I was surprised in how much I was accepting of it. And the third person also said the same thing, in another word, like, it's not that I can't help, but I have this, that going on. So if I help you, then I might mess up this, that.
So who do you have left to help you?
Myself.
Exactly.
And guess what? Everything worked out. I breathe. The important thing is that I did not get into my feelings. I did not get into, I wasn't, it stung and then I let it go. And I think even the people were surprised that my interaction with them never changed. We moved right on, never brought up the subject again, and I realized that I needed to learn that lesson. Because I'm the type of person that if somebody asks me for help and I can help, even if it's going to be hard, I'm going to help. And I realized that I don't have to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful that that happened. It was not the best experience, but I was very thankful when it happened. Because come forward a few months later, somebody reached out to me for help. Mm-hmm. And I realized that this person has always reached out for help. And I was being a crutch. I was facilitating. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the hardest things for me. And the fact that it was hard for me to do made me realize it was the right thing to do, to say, no, not at this time.
Right.
And the person lived. They were fine.
Those things they are managed. Not easy, but what it's showing me that you've done a lot of growth and a lot of learning. And, you know, the help is a complicated topic, but first and foremost, you have to help yourself, like you learned in that situation. But that's not saying forget others and don't ever help others, right? I am very helpful. I love to help people. It makes me feel fulfilled. But I also started to realize I needed to set boundaries for myself so that it wouldn't drain me. It wouldn't put me in, you know, I was backed up with my own things because I was helping others. So I'm also learning to recognize these healthy boundaries. And one thing that's been helpful for me is you see someone that needs help, don't reach out because they might not be ready at that moment. You don't have that, you know, savior complex. What I do now is if they come to me and ask, then I help. But sometimes I was trying to, you know, hop into the situation or offer help.
Yes.
Because it really, I saw it to me seemed like something simple. I could do just a simple thing and help out. But you know what? It's not my place to do that. Exactly. Because the person did not ask me. Right?
So, see, we both have to deal with this from the two different things. Being wanting to help and jumping in. And I told myself that this year, my focus is on strengthening my emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. I always thought I had a high level of emotional intelligence, but no, not as strong as it should be, because self is really hard. And emotional intelligence at times is not all rainbows and sunshine. Emotional intelligence can save your life. Emotional intelligence saves you from situations that hurt you in the long run. Emotional intelligence saves other people because sometimes you might be trying to help and you're hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And I shared that with someone and they were like, but you're a wellness coach. And I'm like, yeah, but wellness coaches need wellness coaches too. So where do you think all this comes from? Like
sometimes even more.
Right. If I'm a cardiologist and I'm a, you know, I need some, if I'm having a heart attack, I can't save myself. I need another cardiologist. If, you know, that's what people don't understand. Like they think, oh, you're this wellness. No.
And sometimes it's hard for us to ask for help, isn't it? Because we're the one who's supposed to help, but then what if I need help?
Exactly. Oh my God.
Shouldn't you be able to help yourself?
Oh my God. Do you know that like 2 years ago when I had just started my wellness practice, someone said that to me. And they were in pain. They were right in the middle of having to check into a program, like a 21-day alcohol program.
Right.
And things were falling apart and they were unhappy. And of course, this was during COVID. So COVID was really stressful for a lot of us. And, you know, and I wasn't in the most perfect place financially, et cetera, et cetera. But I was talking to the person. I'm like, okay, you're going in and, you know, I want to know this is what you want and da, 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 da. But they were more focused on what they were losing, what was not working, the thing. And the person said to me, but you told me if I did this, that this would work out. I said, yes, but you're drinking. Mm-hmm. And it has damaged this relationship. So you need to fix, you need to go and get fixed. You need to start the process. This is going to be a long process.
From the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the person, but you said that if I did this, this would happen. Aren't you supposed to be the life coach? I'm like, no, I'm not a life coach. I'm a wellness coach.
You can only guide, but yeah. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah, I can only
people
guide.
People still have to do that work.
Exactly. And what people don't understand, this whole coaching thing is not about fixing people.
Mm-hmm. And it's We're not in
the business of empowering people mm-hmm. to create their own situations. As a nutrition coach, I can't put the food down. I can only guide someone in the way to eat. I can only say, okay, look at their health situation and say, this is my recommendation. And if I need to bring a clinical physician in to support that, I'm like in my practice, in my license as a NASM coach, for instance, one of the things that you're built on is the ethical part of your job.
Absolutely.
In that, while you're coaching someone, while you're helping someone, if you recognize
Absolutely.
An eating disorder, you don't try to mm-hmm. fix it yourself. Mm-hmm. You, as a coach, encourage mm-hmm. seeking clinical mm-hmm. help from a doctor or bring a doctor in. With the approval of the person.
Yes.
My job is not to try to fix your eating yeah. disorder as a nutrition coach.
And
my job is to identify mm-hmm. that there's an issue and find ways to empower the person to get it fixed.
That's where it shows me you're professional, because you're recognizing your scope of practice, and really
exactly.
only the best professionals will tell you, hey, we need to be referred out to someone else who specializes in this. And that doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing. It means you know exactly what you're doing. That's
exactly.
why you provide that referral.
And then I had a medical colleague who they diagnosed, they made recommendation, but they also recognize that their job is not monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a coach comes in. A coach is a person. So doctors are supposed to mm-hmm. hand over their client to a nutrition coach or a wellness coach to say, this person is going to be with you
mm-hmm.
for the next month, and they're going to guide and help, etc. And then you're coming back to me.
Yes.
They're going to hand you back to me in a
yes.
month, and they see how you are. And that's where people, you know, a lot of people don't, we're not here to fix people.
But they'll see the most results. I've worked in a hospital setting. I've worked in an eating disorder clinic. And always what I see, the best results for people when it's multidisciplinary approach, right? Because that's the same thing as we were saying all the way in the beginning. If you're addressing just nutrition,
exactly.
it's not going to be as efficient as if you address other areas of your life. Same with this. If you're seeing just one professional when you have multiple issues, you might have to work with a dietitian, with a health coach, with a wellness coach, with an MD physician, right? With a therapist. And whatever it is, like, there is a whole team of people to help you, but that's really up to the team to decide, up to the person. But that's where the best results sometimes come in for those who need some severe help, right?
Exactly. Oh my goodness, we could go on and on and on. But if you're listening, look, Petra and I will be doing more work together. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping that she will be back in Turks and Caicos later on this year for Ital Life Wellness Weekend Retreat, and she will be able to enhance the program. You know, I'm a nutrition coach, but she is a dietitian, licensed dietitian. So can just think of the strength of that combination.
Right.
And she also does. She also has a range of other tools in her wellness practice mm-hmm. and. I'm so blessed to have met you. I'm so blessed that we are going to be working together, and that and meeting people who we can collaborate and have our own strengths. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I will be working with Petra on programs that she's doing as well. And I think, you know, so we've started the year right. You notice I said an intention. When I did the first podcast, it was also with a guest for this year. And I said, that is how we're going to be doing it. We're going to be having a guest. We're going to be talking about wellness tools, etc. And then the episode after that, we'll just do what we normally do, talk about just everyday life situations. And it had happened. Now, yes. The third episode is now. I had Petra.
Look at that, Lauren.
Look at that intentional living.
Thank you so much for having me. I would love to come back. And I think our collaboration, this is just the beginning. We are mutually enhancing each other. And I think that's where the people will benefit from most, right?
Yes.
Because that's the interaction you want. And it's been amazing.
It's been amazing. And we always go out with a song. And I am going to go out with Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me. So just a little
parts of my story. I tried to hide in the glory and sweep it under the table so you would never know. Sometimes I feel like an accident. People look when they're passing and never check on the passenger. They just want the free show. You're constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see. My mind.
Just a reminder that you are not alone, and we're here on Am I There Yet podcast, Journey to Wellness, to remind you that you are never alone. You are not going through something by yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not the only person that thinks like that. You're not the only person that feel like you're going crazy at times. You are not. And even us as professionals, mm-hmm. we too go through those days. We are only human. So we're going to leave you with the last bit of this song until we meet again. And I'll see you all in a week.
The last words, take a breath and let go.
Wusa. No, I cannot sing. Deep down inside, I'm really gangsta. You wanna bet? But you can't let nobody change it. I can only be me.
Sometimes I like it raw. Sometimes I like it down and dirty. And I'm just a little off.
Thank you for joining me on the next episode of Am I There Yet? Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode. I love this song.
And I like my beats hard as today old do. And it ain't nobody's business if I do. Said it ain't nobody's business.
Okay.
Pretty.
No singing, I promise you. Bye.
monster today.